The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fucking tired. God yeah. Damn it, this week has sucked.
This has been a long week. Let's
long. It's so fucking long.
Yes. 7 days feels like 17 years. Holy crap. Of course, we had rains and floods down this way and
ear trauma.
Yeah. All that stuff. And one of the counties down here, the flooding was so bad. Well, they have 25 people dead so far. They're missing, I think, around 30 is what they said this morning, still missing. Perry County has lost 75% of their roads are gone. That's, you know, good stuff this week.
But you're on the other end, though.
I'm a little bit away from it, yeah. And we got more rain. It's actually raining now, heading that way. So it's supposed to rain for the next 3 days. So
wonderful.
Yeah, it's been great. So, all right, coming up on this week's show, we'll even have more good news. No, not really. We'll talk about recession. Nancy Pelosi's probably going to go start World War III.
Good.
Monkeypox, World Economic Forum, SummerSlam, and a whole lot more. Top 10 list this week, boy, did we probably leave a lot of them off. Top 80s action movies.
Mm-hmm.
And your listener questions.
Oh, so, my.
Yep. All right, are you ready, Vince?
I just want to say, all right, before we start, you can't call it monkeypox anymore, okay?
Schlong COVID.
Schlong. He said that out loud.
Yes. It is schlong COVID now? Yeah. That's what it is. All right, let's get into some TV news this week. Thankfully, top half of the show, everybody had their news for last week for Comic-Con, so it's a little thin this week. But Bruce Campbell, this is coming out of Comic-Con last week, said talks are underway for an animated series of Ash versus the Evil Dead.
It seems like you can get away with more
if it's animated.
Yeah.
I think that would be okay.
It's Bruce Campbell. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. So, we do have some sad news here. Tony Dow, best known as Wally from Leave It to Beaver, did pass away. His management team removed the statement. What was it, Tuesday? It came out that he passed. They released that he passed, but that was an error. He did actually pass the next day on Wednesday. So. Had been in bad health for quite a while, I believe.
That sucks.
Yeah. Disney Plus, Daredevil Born Again will be the name of the new Daredevil series. And instead of sticking with their 6-episode pattern as they've done for like Hawkeye, WandaVision, stuff like that, Daredevil will be an 18-episode season, 4.5 months of Daredevil.
Yeah, everybody was pissed that you got rid of it the first fucking time.
Yeah, so I don't look for this to be as dark as the Netflix series, because, you know, Disney, but we'll see. Charlie Cox is back. Apparently, that commie Vincent D'Onofrio is back, so there you go.
Everyone loved that series, though.
It was good. I did enjoy it. It was shot fantastically, so.
They said everyone was pissed that They took that off and put Bird Box on there.
Yes.
I mean, the memes were like, you know,
hey, go from this blind guy to this blind bitch.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Next thing here, ESPN2 will once again turn into ESPN8 The Ocho on Friday, August 5th, featuring 24 hours of unique sports content. Nothing like 12 hours of cornhole tournaments.
They're on there.
Oh yeah. They do show cornhole now regularly. So
yeah, I was watching something the other day, and cornhole's on. It was like regular TV.
Yeah. So who knows what the uniques would probably be, like clown slap boxing. Ooh, that, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
That's ridiculous.
A mime scream off. There you go. Who wins that? Last thing for TV news. Global TV production company has begun production on Robin Hood, R-O-B-Y-N, by the way.
Oh, fuck. Black
a
Lady?
A series which will reimagine the English archer as a young black female Gen Z-er. Nothing says Robin Hood like an angry young black millennial.
Well, I mean, I guess you got the race right.
No,
I don't think she's going to give it to anybody, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That's my Gibbs. Shit, Gibbs me that!
That's going to be 18 episodes of Gibbs me that, yeah.
Shit, that's my weave, motherfucker. Shit.
Did they have
Popeyes back in
England
at the time?
I think fried chicken's an American thing, so no, probably not.
We need to find somebody in Limeyland that we know so we can ask that question. That's a serious question. It needs to be
Oi, that chicken from Popeyes.
Wrong answer. Everyone knows Church's is better.
Oh.
Ooh.
Popeye's biscuits will kill you. They're so damn dry. All right. Let's go to movie news this week. A passing here. Bob Rafelson, writer, director. He direct him and Jack Nicholson in the 60s and 70s did a lot of things. This guy that directed Easy Rider, Five Easy Pieces, stuff like that. He wrote or he produced Last Picture Show. And he was also the creator of the Monkees TV series. Passed away at the age of 89 this week. So,
Jesus Christ. Man.
Yeah. Titanic actor David Warner also passed away this week at the age of 80 following cancer-related illnesses. This guy was in The Omen, Christmas Carol, Mary Poppins, Returns, just a ton of stuff you've seen him in.
He was in Tron.
Tron, yeah.
He was the professor in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Yes, wasn't he also the voice of Ra's al Ghul in the animated series?
Oh, he might have been.
I think he was.
The guy's done everything.
Yeah, I mean, literally, he's one of them that has been in everything.
If you see him, you know exactly. He was in Star Trek.
Yeah.
He was a Cardassian in Star Trek where, what's his name? Patrick Stewart. He's like, there are four lights!
Yeah, he pulled the Close Encounters thing. Yeah. Speaking of Star Trek, this is nothing to do with anything. Since you're a big DS9 fan, do you know what DS9 was supposed to be before it was a space station?
No, what?
It was supposed to be a floating city above a planet. Kind of Bespin in Star Wars.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And then they said, no, they did make it a space station. Yeah.
You mean a plot of the TV series or just the lore of the...
No, TV series. It was supposed to be a floating city. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And now that is all my knowledge for the day. Bye, everybody. Cool.
I know the people that created Babylon 5 were kind of upset. They're you're taking our idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the Star Trek people said, that works for that Babylon show. Maybe we'll change it from a city to a space station.
We got a better budget, too. We're not using a bunch of Amigas with fucking video toaster either, goddammit. We got Silicon Graphics machines for this shit.
That's right.
We got practical effects, goddammit.
We'll hire a black guy.
Granted, it was good casting, but
it was
so.
Good casting.
We have another passing this week. Paul Sorvino. Yes, it's Mira Sorvino's dad, but he was in everything. Goodfellas. He was in Law and Order. He was 83 when he passed here. Natural causes at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Apparently, he also had been having health issues over the last few years.
He had a ragu overdose.
Yeah. Apparently, you cut him open and ragu comes out.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Just like, if you cut open a Canadian, they leak maple syrup.
No shit.
Yeah. Irish people do whiskey. That's weird. Fuck. Yeah. Apparently, if you're from the Middle East, you get cut open. It's hummus. It's weird. It's just apparently it's regional. It's very
hummus.
Regional. Yeah, I know you do. Let's see. Destin Cretton, who directed Shang-Chi for Marvel there last year, is going to direct Avengers: The Kang Dynasty. So this will be the first Avengers movie not directed by the Russo brothers. So. I haven't seen Shang-Chi, so I don't know if it was directed well or what. So, we was Kang Dynasty. So,
I got nothing.
Nah. Oh, but hey, remember they released the trailer for Wakanda Forever during Comic-Con there?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I know.
And it showed Tenoch Huerta as Namor. Well, you know the whole source material about Namor being, you know, king of Atlantis and all that?
Sure.
Yeah, we're just pissing right all over it. This Namor will not be from Atlantis.
He'll be from Atlanta. Where he's gentrified the motherfucking neighborhood. Shit.
Black Panther merch that has leaked shows that Namor is from Talokan. The mythical Aztec aqua paradise.
What?
I like my idea better.
Yeah, yours was better. So,
gentrification!
Kevin Feige has announced that the upcoming Fantastic Four movie will not be an origin story. You figured everybody's already seen what? Two origin stories? Yeah. So no need to do it again.
There will be no black people in the Fantastic Four.
Well, fucking not me. It's horsemen. Well, they'll be fucking Aztecs or some shit. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Really, Namor, huh?
Yeah, Namor.
Atlantis.
Yeah. Yeah. No, can't have that.
No.
Madonna says she will direct her own biopic movie. So, quote, misogynistic man can't do it because it's my story, end quote. Zero people will watch this. It will be the shits. So,
but what?
Yeah. Men can't do it. It's my story. Hey, whatever.
What?
You have not been relevant since... Jesus Christ, I can't even remember last time she was relevant. Yeah.
89.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Then grunge killed you. You're the queen of the fag hags, all right?
Is this where I said that Courtney picked the wrong one? Instead of Kurt, it should have been, yeah. Last thing for movie news, Vince. We now know where the Goon movie will end up. Netflix.
Oh, my. I don't care. I mean, I care, but I just want it.
I don't have Netflix, but I bet you I'll find it to watch.
We can find it.
I'll find it. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. There's only one story. DC is reuniting the creative teams behind the iconic Death of Superman storyline for a new special, the Death of Superman 30th Anniversary Special. Imagine that. Milk that cow. DC announced Dan Jurgens, Brett Breeding, Roger Stern, the whole team's back together. We'll return for the 30th anniversary special, which we'll release in November. We'll feature four brand new stories examining the detrimental weight of Clark's death had on his friends and family. So one is, I think, Ma and Pa Kent. One is, I can't remember his name, Steel, the guy that ends up being Steel. and a couple other stories, but it'll be like, how did Clark's death affect each one of these? So, gotta milk that cash cow dry right there. So, your recommendations for comics came out this week. Not really a lot. Wolverine Patch issue 4, Gina Svell Captain Marvel, the real one, not the Carol Danvers one, issue number 1, Swamp Thing issue 15, Batman One Dark Night issue 3, and Batman Fortress also issue 3. So, here you go for that. All right, time to go for some wrestling news here. Looks like Tully Blanchard is officially gone from AEW and Ring of Honor. They've just kind of wrote him out of storylines, so there you go. Former ROH champion Jonathan Gresham, apparently he is also done from Ring of Honor and AEW. He got into a argument about creative with Tony Khan at the ROH show. Apparently they were screaming at each other. He has not been released from his contract. Apparently, according to him, he's just going to take a break from wrestling anywhere. So I don't know how that's going to go, but I figure that's probably why he lost the belt to Claudio. Well, he was going to lose anyway, but that's probably what he's pissed off about. All right. Oh, we have a Vince McMahon update. Looks like he's now under federal investigation. Not just the board looking at all the diddling he did. Now he's under federal investigation, Security and Exchange Commission, due to the fact that it has come out that he used company funds for $14.6 million in payments, and it was not recorded in financial statements.
Ooh.
They've had to go back and revise earnings for many years. Yeah, that's bad. So, if you thought Vince might have pulled a retirement and then come back after a year, nope, he's done. So
he fucked up.
Yeah, he fucked up.
And they, you know what the worst part is? Motherfucker's been knowing he's been doing this shit forever.
Yeah. My question, my actual question is, who dropped the dime on him? Who sent the letter to the board? Because it was like an email of a friend of one of the people that had to sign the NDA. Like, hey, do you know this is what Vince is doing? And then that's what got this whole ball rolling. So whoever dropped the dime on Vince is got a massive pair. So Triple H is now your head of all creative at WWE. So there you go for that. WWE stock has jumped 8% since Vince has left. Loop Capital, a stock group, has upgraded the stock, citing, quote, greater likelihood the company will be sold.
To Disney.
Apparently Disney, Fox, and Universal are now in the running.
I hate being right about this shit. How long have I been saying this for?
Yeah, now don't listen to dirt sheets about the company being sold. What you listen to is the financial people.
Mm-hmm.
People that have the money and have money invested. That's who, when they start talking about, okay, now they're looking to sell, that's when it's, you know, getting Disney a little more solid. Yeah.
Been saying that for over a year.
Yep. Let's see. The WWE announced WrestleMania 40. Will take place April 6th and 7th, 2024, in beautiful Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids, Philadelphia. I'm sure nobody will get shot.
Gentrification!
Yeah. let's see. AEW's owner Tony Khan has announced that both Adam Cole and Malakai Black are under contract for 5 years with AEW. Of course, they were big Triple H guys under NXT, and now that Triple H is in charge, everybody's like, well, all these WWE guys that you signed were Triple H guys that Vince fired. Are they going to go back? And he's like, hey, I got Cole and Malakai for 5 years, so they're not going anywhere. Last night was SummerSlam. Apparently, I quit watching halfway through. Bayley's back. Io Shirai and Dakota Kai came out and joined her. I'm trying to think. Edge returned. No shock there. Roman beat Brock in the Last Man Standing match, but the big thing is that Brock lifted up the ring with a tractor. Because of course he can. He's fucking Brock. Come on. In probably what will be Brock's last WWE match for quite a while. So.
We didn't even do predictions.
Well, they're starting to hold their shows on Saturday instead of Sunday. And I don't really know why, but. But there you go. That was SummerSlam last night. So.
Nobody cares.
Meh. Maybe Raw on Monday will kind of be the real start of Triple H taking over. Because he probably, they just had to get to SummerSlam, get Vince's shit out of the way. Now we can start with the changes. So that's my hope. But we shall see. So that is it for wrestling news this week. Vince, anything video game wise?
Do I have anything video game wise?
I was just asking. I have no idea.
I do. I try to have this like build up. You know what I mean?
Oh, we really got to.
I'm a worthless piece of shit. It's been a long fucking week. The biggest 2022 games delayed till 2023. EA Sports PGA Tour. Forspoken. I don't know what that is. It's a Square Enix game, so it's Japanese. Kerbal Space Program 2. The first one's pretty good. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2.
Oh.
Spring of 2023. Pragmata.
You do words good like me.
Capcom game. I don't know. What was that one Capcom game that was awesome?
Street Fighter.
Lost Planet. Or it was cold. That was cool. Redfall. Oh, they're going to push back Redfall? It's like Left 4 Dead with vampires.
Oh, okay.
Replaced. Let's see. I don't know what that's about. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, is getting pushed back.
I'm guessing somebody's stalking you.
Stalker 2 is... wait a minute, I'll tell you what. Stalker 2 developer GSC Game World is based in Ukraine's capital, Kiev. I'm going to say Kiev, which has been heavily bombed by Russia, blah, blah, blah.
By their own people. Oh, sorry.
Several of its developers had to flee the city, and some have been taking arms to help defend it. Bullshit. Needless to say, Stalker 2 wasn't going to hit December launch. It'd be next year. The new studio's in Prague, Czech Republic. Apparently, the first Stalker is absolutely amazing.
Really?
Yes.
It ain't Power Washer Simulator, but it's okay.
It's okay, yeah. Sea of Stars. It looks like Chrono Trigger. That looks good. Starfield. Oh, Bethesda. It's the Skyrim in space.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting pushed back next year. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League by Rocksteady.
Push back. Really?
T'Chaya. It looks like Wind Waker. I don't know. Test Drive Unlimited Solar Crown. It's getting pushed back till next year. So if you know any of the games I just mentioned,
you ain't getting them for a while.
You're not getting them.
Just play Goose. That's all you need to play. Goose.
Goose.
The Goose Game. Have you not seen the Goose Game?
No.
Where you literally play the goose.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You need to look this up. It is hilarious.
You can, fuck. You know what? I've totally lost my train of thought. I was staying with Tony. Fucking Tony, at like 11:30 the other night, said, I got the John Cena skin in Fortnite.
Oh, no.
I'm like, don't wake me up for that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Is the joke that it turns you invisible?
My son's like, all I see is a hat floating in the screen. And I'm like, shut up. Yes, you can now get the John Cena skin in Fortnite.
Oh, now you can have Rock versus Cena. There you go. Yay. Once in a lifetime for the 80 millionth time.
Yay. That's really all I got. There's really nothing.
Just keep cashing those checks. Holy hell.
Yeah, Epic is just... made of money.
Yeah.
They were just, it's nuts. Yeah, that's all I got, really. I don't know.
All right. Well, look up that goose game. That's a good shit right there. You can have a knife. All right. Go to music news this week. The woman who accused Bob Dylan of sexually assaulting her as a child has dropped her lawsuit against him after being accused of destroying evidence. She claimed that this was over a six-week period in 1965. But at a hearing on July 28th, she asked the federal judge overseeing the case to dismiss it with prejudice, meaning it is permanently closed and cannot be refiled. So, that's done.
See, this is what... Did they do it?
Don't know. Apparently, they're saying she destroyed evidence. What evidence from 1965, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Did he do it, or it was it's just some chick out for a goddamn paycheck?
No idea.
That's... So.
Yeah.
It is Bob Dylan in the 60s, so I'm going to say a 50-50 shot, but now we'll never know. So.
Yeah. Because you made shit up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you didn't. Like, I don't know.
The only other thing from music news this week, a Spanish prosecutor is seeking a prison term of 8 years for Shakira over a $14.5 million, I guess it's euro, tax fraud case. The singer, who has sold more than 80 million records worldwide, earlier this week rejected a settlement offer from the prosecutor's office to close the case. So he's like, fine, you turned us down. We're going to push for 8 years in prison for you. They will love her ass in prison. So
I love her ass now.
I can't lie. Apparently hips don't either. So I had to get that joke in somehow.
Good job, bud.
Thank you. All right. That was it for music news. Let's go to true, false, pick the fake story. Congratulations to nobody. Nobody got last week's fake story. It was the couple being sued for $20,000 for using the pool at the Airbnb. So are you ready for this week's three stories of which you will try to tell me somewhere on social media or our Facebook group? Which is the fake story? Vince, you ready?
I am ready.
Story number one. Long John Silver's has released a VR game that allows you to work at one of their restaurants as a cook. Story number two. A Florida man was arrested on four charges of trying to burn sex offenders. He tried to kill them at a hotel. He said he arrived at the hotel to barbecue all the child molesters on fire and kill them. Story number three. At Patrick Space Force Base, a man, 29, was arrested for trying to enter the installation. According to what he told arresting officers, he was there on behalf of the president to alert the Space Force that there were U.S. aliens fighting with Chinese dragons. So which is the fake story? VR game that lets you be a Long John Silver's cook? Florida man tries to burn child molesters alive? Or U.S. aliens fighting Chinese dragons in space? Like I said, social media, Facebook group, email. Tell me which one of those you think is the fake story, and you can win a world-famous no prize.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. And with that, it's time for Song of the Week. We'll take a break, plug our friends, and when we come back, it will be time for the top 10 list of 80s action movies.
Talking away, I don't know what's left to say. I'll say it anyway. better to be safe than sorry. Take on me.
Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the picks. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. Check us out. Head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday to George Jetson. You're officially born today, so we are officially in the future.
I want my fucking flying cars and shit.
I know.
Was he born today?
Yep.
Oh.
So is the Flintstones actually the future after the Jetsons, or is that just a conspiracy theory?
I've heard the way it worked out was that the advanced humans lived above the Jets or the Flintstones.
Oh.
Yeah, and whatever was left of the war of, you know, what was left of the apocalypse, you know, they went back to the Stone Age and they're below
that's
them.
That's the Flintstones. Yes. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
That's scary.
A little dark and spooky, but all right, let's get into our top 10 list this week of 80s action movies. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot left off because 80s was a great time for action movies. So all right, Vince, number 10,
Conan the Barbarian.
Higher on the list.
Rom.
Yes, okay. James Earl Jones in that wig. Oof.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. My number 10 is probably higher on your list, but Big Trouble, Little China.
Oh, it's way high.
I figured it was, yes. Kurt Russell. All right, number 9.
My number 9 is The Road Warrior.
Ooh, yeah, that didn't make my list. Damn. Yeah. Number 9 is where I have Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, see, I didn't even have that.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a bunch that, I mean, you could do 30, be honest with you. So, number 8.
Iron Eagle.
Ah, another one didn't make my list, yep.
8 is where I have Bloodsport.
Nice.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Was that was Tong Po? Was that the one with Tong Po?
Yeah.
Yes. So good. So stupid, but so good. Number 7.
RoboCop.
Higher on the list. Shot a guy in the dick.
that's two Peter Wellers.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. My number 7, let's go with the original, the best, Red Dawn.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the new one.
I've watched, like, the first half hour. I'm like, it's all right for an update, but ain't no Swayze. So, yeah. What are we up to? 6?
Yes.
Escape from New York.
Mm. Yeah, another one didn't make my list. Damn.
No.
6 is where I have Conan with Gobble Gobble Arnold. So. Number 5.
First Blood.
Higher on the list.
I know.
5 is where I have Michael Keaton Batman.
That's nice.
Yes. Number 4.
Predator.
Also my number 4. Yes.
You an ugly motherfucker.
All right. Number 3.
Chopper.
Yeah, yeah. Gobble, gobble. Come here, ugly maid. Yeah. Number 3.
Lethal Weapon.
Ah, that's where I have RoboCop.
Oh, that's nice.
Literally shot a dude in the dick. Come on now.
I know.
Number 2.
Die Hard.
I didn't have Die Hard. I was saving that for holiday movies.
What? So. It's not a holiday.
I did that just for you, by the way.
Yeah, somebody in the family did that too the other day.
Yeah.
It's a holiday movie.
Shut up.
My number 2, They Live.
Oh, I didn't have it on here.
Yeah.
How many John Carpenter movies would be acceptable on a top 10 list of action movies?
All of them.
I didn't want to wand my fucking list. Okay?
Exactly, yeah. All right, number 1.
This is where I have Big Trouble in Little China.
And this is where I have Rambo First Blood, so.
And there you go.
That pretty much sums up our personalities.
Yeah, right?
It really does. I will give honorable mention for mine to Ghostbusters, Samurai Cop, Roadhouse, and Masters of the Universe for Vince's Frank Langella fetish.
So. Oh, man. Masters of the... But it's not really an action movie, is it? See, that's where, like, I thought about putting Crawl on there, but it's not really... It's more of a fantasy movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. All right, let's get to listener picks. Baza come in with Commando, because got to have Arnold.
Absolutely.
Roboto, Batman, Roadhouse, Red Dawn, Top Gun, Octopussy, Die Hard. He said he hears it's a really good movie around a certain holiday.
Fuck you, Roboto.
Beverly Hills Cop and Fatal Beauty.
Oh, yeah, Fatal Beauty, yeah.
Chris comes in, he says, okay, first of all, this is by far the easiest and hardest list on the show. His number 1 is a 3-way tie. He has The Living Daylights, Firefox, where Cobra Raven came from, Cobra, Conan, All the Lethal Weapons, Temple of Doom, Superman 2, Batman, Aliens, Terminator, Red Dawn, Top Gun, RoboCop, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Big Trouble Little China, and his number 1, which is a 3-way Planet Hollywood tie of First Blood, Predator, and Die Hard. So, Handsome Dan finishes off here with Best of the Best. That's that's one that missed my list there. Above the Law. That's Steven Seagal, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Blind Fury. Fuck yeah, Blind Fury.
Fucking Blind Fury. Hauer. God damn it. I can't believe I forgot Blind Fury.
That's good. That was God the American remake of the... not Zatachi. I can't think of the Blind Samurai now in the movies, but yeah. Tango and Cash, Superman 2, Batman, 48 Hours, Last Dragon, Predator, and Big Trouble in Little China. So,
what about... nobody had
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro
Man. Marlboro Man, yeah. Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
All right, thank you everybody for your picks. Let's get the listener questions here, Vince. You ready?
Yeah.
Good enough. Elizabeth would like a top 10 suggestion of celebrities that would be perfect Iron Chef judges, the old school Japanese, not the shitty reboots. So, and, I'll add that to the randomizer. So there you go.
Those cooking shows piss me off, though.
Why?
Because you got that snooty frog. You know, he's like, you will make the crepe with the dog testicles. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So they make the crepe with the dog testicles, and he eats the crepe with the dog testicles. And then he's somehow upset
that they cooked it wrong. Yes.
I've had better dog testicles. It's like, are you fucking... They give him 15 minutes to make it.
Yeah.
I don't... Sorry. Shit pisses me off.
I know. Chris sent in a riddle. Riddle me this, Batman. I'm loud at the theater. I never leave tips. I like women who stick and waistbands that slip. I love that fried chicken. Sing bad grammar that rhymes. I'm a fraction of the people, but commit half the crimes. What am I?
I can't.
Nope. Everybody already knows the answer.
Christopher!
But he does send in something here. He goes, on a serious note, I'm getting really worried about Uncle Mel. He's got the Resurrection of the Christ coming out next year and an expose documentary on the Rothschilds. And he recently has been going around just talking openly about the elite pedophile rings and adrenochrome harvesting rituals in Hollywood, DC, Europe, and the Middle East. So this isn't really just a question, more of a request, not just you guys, but to all the listeners. Can you join me in remembering Mel in your prayers? Thanks.
Dang shit.
They're probably gonna go after him, so.
Gonna?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not dead already.
That's true. Alright, Roboto comes in here with the next question. Even though you don't watch sports anymore, does your rivalry hate still exist from when you did? Yeah, fuck the St. Louis Cardinals. It still sticks with me being a Cubs fan, so.
I mean
that's probably the only one. Yeah. Used to be fuck Team Penske, but now I don't care.
When's the 400?
Coming up here shortly. Next week or two? Within the next 2 weeks.
I read an article saying it's just not the same anymore.
Yeah. Well, NASCAR is not the same anymore. And it's, you know.
I mean, they said it's still Indy, you know. I mean, it's still.
Yeah, the track.
Yeah, know? It's still hallowed ground, but it's just not the same.
Yeah. So. All right. Last question of the week. Yes. Comes in from Chris. Do you think they'll mandate 2 weeks to flatten the curve banning gay butt sex until monkeypox thing is resolved? They've already tried it.
He didn't like my title. I wanted to name the show 2 weeks to flatten the queers, but
yeah, that's oof.
Nope. Yeah. Can't have that now, can we?
Yeah. Last thing here, I thought was last, but I forgot. Brad sent this in. Topic, movies with great story and plot, but horribly done. Yeah, that'd be a good top 10.
An impossible top 10.
Yeah, and if you could go back and witness an unsolved mystery or conspiracy, what would it be? Ooh.
JFK? JFK. I don't know.
Moon landing. Is the Rugrats cartoon really about purgatory?
Shit.
Are the kids in recess in purgatory?
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
What other conspiracy theories? Or unsolved mystery? I don't know. JFK probably be the big one. Yeah, it's a JFK and... That'd probably be it, right?
I don't know any other really big ones. Not without like looking up, saying, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah." I'll say Bigfoot. I'll go back and witness Bigfoot.
Yeah, I mean, did he actually do? I mean,
was
it just
the Bigfoot
guy?
Video real? Yeah, that one. Yeah. So that'd be another one. All right, Vince. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions. And Vince, we have the last installment of the Corn Pop Saga.
It ends?
It does.
It's got to keep going, man.
Well, it will, but I'm not going to spoil how it may continue. So I got to get a drink, because as we've known from previous installments, Chris likes to write a lot.
He's an excellent writer.
He is an excellent writer. Just hopefully nothing is phonetic.
Shit.
Hold on, let me start out.
Motherfucker.
So I was chugging down my third double bourbon shot in a row, listening to Senator Lindsey Graham recount the young male special ops agents he seduced over the years. As I processed news of the demise of my neighbor, Chris. How did it happen? I interjected, forcing a professional demeanor, not sure how the senator would react to my getting emotional over Chris's death. What? Graham asked, spraying a breath freshener into his throat. How did he die? I asked. Graham rolled his eyes. Are we still on that moron? Was there a lot of pain? I asked. I mean, did he suffer? God, I hope so, Graham snorted. Probably. He looked thoughtful for a moment, pulling off his tie. Yeah, given who he had backing us up on this, I bet he really, really did. At that point, he burst out laughing. I felt a white-hot flame ignite somewhere in my chest, but I fought down the urge to suppress it verbally. Oh, Graham exclaimed behind him. Grady emerged from the glass doors at the front of the sheets. Here we go. Remember, I'll owe you one, Kintaji. Senator, I began. Enough, Graham spat. Here he comes. Grady opened the door and climbed inside, taking his seat next to Graham on the rear sofa. Even though the black ops fatigues and gear, balaclava, blackout shades, I could feel the tall, broad-shouldered soldier's disdain for the horny southern rhino. The disgust was seething through his every pore as Graham took a seat and slid up next to him. There was a moment of confirmatory chatter on the comms, and a little caravan of black SUVs got underway. Within moments, we'd left the gas station, and we were back on the interstate. Now, Agent Grady, Graham began, his voice somehow even more irritating over the hum of the road beneath our wheels, Mrs. Brown Jackson has something of an idea for the next few miles of the trip. Senator, I cried. Hush up, woman, Graham spat. Don't mind her, he said, rubbing his stubby hands on Grady's well-muscled thigh. She's a bit shy. Grady raised an eyebrow behind his shades. That's right, young stud, Graham went on. Turns out you've caught the eye of the highest court in the land. Turns out, in fact, Mrs. Brown Jackson would like for you to give her a bit of... At that, Grady reached down and placed his hands over Graham's. The move caught the senator off guard. Oh, my, Graham said as Grady slowly slid... Why, I can't read for shit. Slid his hands further up his thigh, turning to meet his eyes. Oh, my, Graham exclaimed louder this time, looking back at me. Seems it's my lucky day after all, Miss Jackson. With a sound like a bunch of celery stalks crushed under a carnival mallet, the big man clenched his fist and pulverized the bones of the senator's hands into gravel. A tiny spurt of blood shot forth from each of his fingertips, and he howled in pain. The cry was quickly cut off as Grady yanked Graham across his lap and spun him into a chokehold. Senator's face plumped like an angry mug of some kind of grotesque red toad. Shut up, came a heavy whisper in a voice that was not Grady's, but was familiar to me all the same. It was a voice that sent relief rolling through me. Whitey, I asked, watching Graham's face explore the violent band of the spectrum. With his free hand, Chris took off the shades and balaclava, and the intercom speaker clicked to life overhead. Agent Grady, Senator, came the voice of Agent Martin, riding shotgun in the cab. Everything okay back there? We heard a shout. Tell him you're fine, Chris whispered. Tell him to keep driving and to not bother you again. Graham defiantly shook his head. Fine. I guess I'll just fry your nuts and prostate and leave you impotent for the rest of your life. Graham frantically shook his head and mumbled consent to Chris's demands. My friend released his grip on the senator's neck. Everything's okay, Graham said, gasping for breath. Are you sure, Senator? Asked Martin from the other end. You sound a bit stressed. Fuck off, Graham spat. Grady's just packing a bit more meat than I was ready to take, is all. Oh, all right. Martin stammered, clearly stifling a gag. Sorry to bother you, Senator, he said, clicking off the comm system. What now? Graham asked. Chris locked eyes with me. I blinked away the tears I could feel welling up. Find something to bind and gag him. I'm sure he's got something appropriate stashed in there somewhere. Fuck that, I said. Just knock his ass out. Graham glared at me. I can't do that, Chris replied. Why not? I asked. Just jack his jaw and be done with it. This isn't a movie, Chris said. In real life, unconsciousness and sleep are two different things. Whether you've been knocked cold or choked out, your brain starts to die about 35-second mark. Now, granted, he went on, I'm no particular fan of this little shit. He flicked Graham's ear, drawing a weaselly shriek from the senator, but I'm not quite willing to cross that line today. Right. I began digging through drawers and cabinets. I don't understand, Graham said. You should get that on a bumper sticker, Chris responded. They told me they'd snuffed you. They told me you was as dead as term limits. What the fuck? Well, golly gee, Senator, Chris replied. I guess at some point government agents started lying, huh? Got it, I shouted, sliding a plastic bin full of bondage gear out from under the rear-facing sofa. All right, now before we put this eyeball-shaped gag in, Chris said, watching as I sorted through the rather impressive variety of adult toys, tell us where we're headed, and what you have in store for Kentaji tonight. Graham looked away, his lower lip jutting out in arrogant protest. You're going to tell us, I said, smiling at Chris. Deep-fried nuts, remember? From behind Graham's head, Chris turned my smile with a wink. The senator, glowered. She was just confirmed to the court. Things to do. Right, said Chris, anger adding to his voice. Of course. So, I said, what's that got to do with where? Chris interjected, which one? Graham was quiet. You didn't head west for Wright-Patterson. You cruised right by Witham Airfield about an hour ago. So not California, right? Not Moloch. It's a bit more of a verbal slap than a statement. Graham renewed his askance glare, using words you know I can't understand things, words, stroke. Refusing to meet the gaze of ours, ball, Chris asked. Now it was Graham who had tears welling up, his lower lip quivering. He knew the answer would likely elicit a violent response. Ball, Senator? Chris repeated through clenched teeth, tiny sparks of electricity beginning to dance in the storm blue of his eyes. Are we headed for New Orleans? Or does this young black woman not get the respect of a modern? Graham finally turned and dared to look my neighbor in the eyes, tears openly streaming down his cheeks. He said, no, not ball. Chris clenched his eyes shut as lightning started to crackle from them. Blindly through still clenched teeth, he said, I'm persistently amazed at the depths of depravity, you pitiful smears of filth. Graham shivered. I'm not going to kill you, Chris went on, bringing an almost immediate sigh of relief from the senator's lungs, but you're going to wish I had. At that, Graham's emotional roller coaster reached the peak of the last hill. Apparently reading into the statement with a lot more information than I had access to, his eyes went wide and he began sobbing with what was almost a shout of anguish. What's this about? I asked. Chris gave me a look that told me he'd explain later. Gesture for me to hand him the bondage gear. Passed him the ball gag first, worried about further commentary from the senator might lead. I still don't understand, Graham sniffled through groaning sobs. And there's the rear bumper sticker, Chris sighed. Binding the tiny Southerner's elbows behind his back with a strip of black leather. Why didn't they radio out if they were having trouble handling you? Don't worry, genius, Chris replied, slap stuffing the ball gag into Graham's mouth with enough force to loosen several teeth. You're going to have at least a few hours to unravel the brain teaser of their radio troubles. Let's see. I told you he writes a lot. The midget in seven states pervert yammered a protesting whine into the ball gag, most of the bindings in place. Chris tossed the senator onto the rear-facing sofa and smiled at me wearily. That's when the floodgates broke. Somehow I managed to laugh and cry at the same time. I fell into Chris's chest, throwing my arms around him and practically tackling him in the rear sofa. "Whoa, whoa, take it easy on the ribs," he said, gritting his teeth in pain. "Most of them are broken. Pretty sure I have some internal bleeding." "How bad they fuck you up?" "Bad," he said. "Greedo shot first bad," I asked, "or Luke screamed falling down the Cloud City exhaust shaft bad?" "Rose fucking over Finn's only decent character moment because she wanted a kiss bad," he replied. "But you won," I said. "I thought the senator told me." "Yeah, well," he began. "I wouldn't go that far as saying I won. I survived. Let's leave it at that." Grabbed a bottle of water from the bar, twisting off the cap and handing it to him. He downed it in three gulps with a grateful look. "Listen," Chris said. "After that last exchange, they're not going to chance bothering the senator again. They think you're back here engaging in some elite sex play. Just stay real quiet. Let me get some sleep." He starts to make any sound like he might be trying to alert them. "Wake me up." "What are we going to do?" I asked. "Got a good 4 hours before we get to where we're going. Try to rest a bit. We'll have to move fast when we get there." "What was all that Moloch Baal shit about?" "You were just confirmed," he said. "You're a Supreme Court justice now." "Yeah," I said. "Big leagues," he went on. "Perks, benefits, initiation." "Meaning?" I asked. "Initiation into what?" The Cabal Kentaji," he said. "Can't have a top-level lefty who's not a blooded member of the Cabal. No way to control you otherwise. Nobody gets power unless they're collared and leashed, indebted and submissive to the powers that should not be. You don't get to sit at the big table unless you're fully owned." And with that, is the end of the Corn Pop Saga for this show.
Oh my.
Now, without stepping on Chris's stuff, there will be more. But Chris is going to do that in his own way. So, there you go. If you want more, keep an eye out for what Chris has coming. So, all right. With that, it's time for the wonderful God-made nectar known as coffee. Oh, thank God. Mouth getting dry. You write a lot, Chris, but damn it. It's good, and thankfully not much phonetics this week, because that one week just, good Lord. That was bad, so. All right, Vince, are you ready for the where the wheels really come off the show? Did you see the stories of the week?
No, not really.
It could be a little bit more enthusiastic, like, yeah, the end of the world.
Yeah, the end of the show, yay!
Okay, well, that gets you excited.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
All right, let's start this off. You know they're already putting Halloween stuff in the stores.
I don't go to stores, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, bad news for Halloween enthusiasts. You might not be finding all the candy you want this year. Hershey's CEO Michelle Buck, in prepared remarks about the company's second quarter results on Tuesday, announced, "We will not be able to fully meet customer demand for the October holiday."
No shit.
Yep. Everybody gets minis this year. Nobody gets the full-size shits. But yeah, Hershey's came out and said, "We're not going to be able to meet the customer demand." So
that's fucked up.
That's inflation, recession, and Biden's recovery.
Well, I just saw something that Biden had said. No one.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay,
I have it. Yeah. Because that's the whole thing. Yeah. You know what? Also, is a whole thing. Ghislaine Maxwell.
Jesus Christ.
They've moved the cunt to a low security federal prison in Florida to serve her 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Minimum security, kids. According to the Federal Bureau of Prison, Maxwell, who has filed notice she intends to appeal her conviction, is currently listed as an inmate at the Federal Correctional Institute in Tallahassee.
Now, that's minimum.
Yes. That low means security.
That means she can get fucked up too.
Yep. That means it's probably easier. Remember, yeah. Allegedly Epstein was in cameras and all this was on him, but magically didn't work anymore as he hung himself. With, yeah, that whole thing.
Well, and see, that's what I was thinking of, too. They're like, oh, she's not going to be punished. And I was like, no, it's going to make it easier for somebody to snuff the bitch.
Yep. That was my thought, too.
But God damn it.
The fact that we think alike is probably worrisome. So.
It is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Next thing here, Handsome Dan for this one. A U.S. defense contractor and his wife, who lived for decades using the stolen IDs of dead Texas babies, have been charged with identity theft but deny claims that they are spies, even after photos of them in KGB uniforms were found. No, comrade, not spy. No.
No, comrade.
Halloween prank, yes. I am the machine, yes.
And they fucking bought it, too.
Probably. We'll just get you on the identity theft, uh-huh.
Oh, they're totally not spies, y'all. Look at them. Look at them.
American is an apple pie. Mm-hmm. Speaking of things that should not be, the ATF apparently is starting to conduct illegal raids in Washington State. Washington State Sheriff recently advised residents in his county that if agents from ATF come to their homes without a search warrant asking to inspect their firearms, they can tell them to leave their property. Clickacat County Sheriff Bob Songer said in a press statement that ATF are making surprise home visits of persons who have purchased two or more firearms at one time. He told the Washington Times he became concerned about the Second Amendment rights of the citizens of the county after viewing a doorbell video that showed a firearms owner who ATF agents coerced without a warrant to inspect his firearms. He basically said, I'm here to protect the citizens and uphold the Constitution. The sheriff, who is running for re-election to a third term in office, said that if residents are contacted by an ATF agent or any other federal agent lacking a search warrant to inspect firearms they have purchased, residents do not have to cooperate with the authorities and should contact his office if the agents refuse to leave the property. The ATF must answer questions on why they decided to conduct an illegal search, especially since the homeowner had done nothing wrong, he said in a statement. These actions by the federal government are unsettling, and they have no business going door-to-door to see who owns firearms. I fear that there will be more illegal inspections to come as the left continues its assault on our Second Amendment rights. Congress should investigate this immediately.
Or you can roll dirty.
Yep.
Just saying.
I think that's how we'll say that. Because apparently putting stuff in your lawn sprinklers that may or may not be highly flammable, not a good idea.
There's going to be a bunch of dead feds here pretty soon, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Highly credible whistleblowers have come forward to a senior Senate Republican alleging widespread effort within the FBI to downplay or discredit negative information about Hunter Biden, according to letters reviewed by CBS News. This is literally CBS reporting this. The information provided to my office involves concerns about the FBI's receipt and use of derogatory information relating to Hunter Biden and the FBI's false portrayal of acquired evidence as disinformation. GOP Senator Chuck Grassley wrote to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland on July 25th. The volume and consistency of these allegations substantiate their credibility and necessitate this letter. Grassley, who is a ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said the whistleblowers alleged that legitimate streams of information and intelligence about the president's son were characterized as likely disinformation or prematurely shut down leading up to the 2020 election, a.k.a. the laptop. Yeah, now you got people in the FBI coming out going, Yeah, they're trying to hide this shit and say it's Russia and spies and all this.
We have a banana republic.
Yep. The whistleblowers have also come out and said that Joe Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter's foreign business partners while he was vice president. Remember, Biden had come out and said that he had had no contact with any of Hunter's business associates. Wow. 81 million votes, huh? That's still sticking by that?
Yeah, we're still sticking with that.
Okay, okay. Well, that's a lie, but okay. New York City still is trying to keep the fear up of after their "what to do if a nuke hits NYC" video. Now, the Emergency Management Agency of New York City has advised residents to prepare a go bag that has everything you need if you need to leave home in a hurry. Every household member should have on, including kids. What will you pack? Non-perishable snacks, bottled water, copies of important documents. Make a disaster plan with your household members to prepare for what to do, how to find each other, and how to communicate in an emergency. Make a plan that best suits your needs and the needs of your household, the agency's website stated.
Nothing to see here.
Nope. Well, one, you should already have this. But two, why are you dropping this right after you dropped the what to do if a nuke hits NYC thing? Not really a conspiracy, just weird timing, right? Right?
Is it?
Seems weird. Just weird. A group of House Democrats on Tuesday introduced a bill that would place term limits on the Supreme Court. The bill, Supreme Court Tenure Establishment and Retirement Modernization Act, aka Term Act, was introduced by a Georgia Democrat and seeks to amend federal law, placing an 18-year limit on Supreme Court justices while on the bench. Democrat senator from Rhode Island is introducing a similar bill in the Senate. The bill proposes the president appoint justices in the first and third years of his after an election. Justices nominated and confirmed through this process would be limited to an 18-year term and then forced to retire. Basically, we're mad about Roe, so now we're going to try to get rid of all the justices.
You know it's going to go through, right?
They're going. At this point, nothing would surprise me. A new Democrat spending package will expand the IRS. Now things are starting to tie together. Will expand the U.S. IRS in an attempt to raise government revenues and fight inflation. In a bill the Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act of 22, the size of the IRS will substantially grow as part of a wider effort to ramp up, quote, taxpayer compliance. According to the bill's text that references 2021 Treasury report, the bill will raise IRS spending by nearly $80 billion. Adding to its current $13.7 billion budget to hire thousands of new IRS agents, as well as expand the agency's operations, facilities, and services. Remember, just to bring this up, we had it a few months ago that the government went out and bought the IRS thousands of those so-called evil assault weapons and millions of rounds of ammo for the IRS. Oh, by the way, the FDA and the Department of Education also got assault weapons and millions of rounds of ammo. Education and the FDA. Nothing sticking out here? Nobody? Anything?
Well, they just tried to ban them, so, you know.
Well, yeah.
Do you have that story?
The U.S., it's coming up. The U.S. has officially entered a recession at the beginning of July based on the definition of what a recession is. It is downturn in GDP for two straight quarters.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa. They've redone that one, bud.
Okay. Yeah, it all comes together here. Oh, Treasury Secretary Yellen said, quote, "We've entered a new phase in our recovery focused on achieving steady growth without sacrificing the gains we have made." Huh? But then an edit war broke out on Wikipedia this week over the definition of what a recession is. The Biden administration and the mainstream media are taking the unprecedented step of denying the U.S. is in a recession even after two consecutive quarters of negative growth. More than 70 edits to the page about recession were made before the site locked the entry, preventing further changes. The edits successfully de-emphasized the broad consensus of the definition, instead parroting the Biden administration's talking points.
Can you imagine? We had the best GDP
ever.
Ever.
A year and a half ago.
Right.
This is the same Democratic Party that under Clinton didn't know what the definition of is, changed the definition of what a vaccine is, what a woman is, and now of what a recession is. Dear Comet in the Sky, you don't have a hair on your ass. I dare you.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Come on. Oh, and as Vince said, the House passed a so-called ban on assault weapons on Friday. All good semi-automatic luck. Weapons.
Now, does that count for handguns?
It says all semi-automatic weapons. My guess is that would include handguns.
That's what I thought, too. Come and get them.
When you outlaw guns, only the outlaws will have guns. And then, as Vince says, we get to play cowboys and communists.
Yeah, we get to play cowboys and Democrats at that point, so I don't know.
What's the Billy the Kid quote? I'll make you famous.
Yeah.
Dear Ossifer, you're going to be on the news. Hope you have a will. Oh, and then Skeletor flew her broom over to Asia to probably start World War III, by the way. But I don't think she landed in Taiwan. I think I saw this morning that she didn't go to Taiwan, because that was the big thing. If Pelosi goes to Taiwan, China was going to shoot down the plane or some shit. Dear China, you don't have a hair on your ass. I dare you. But I don't really think you can kill evil like that. But yeah.
I double dog dare you.
I triple tasty dog. That's a triple tasty dog dare. Come on. Some of that Peking duck sauce on it. Come on now. Come on now. I dare you. I know you might need a translator for this, but since it's in English. Hair on your ass. Biden's Inflation Reduction Act passed the House. By the way, this is Build Back Better with a new name. After Joe Manchin flip-flopped on his vote, this is what Vince was talking about earlier, that Biden promised no tax hikes, remember, if you make less than $400,000 a year. Well, that's a lie. Because in this bill, if you make over $30,000 a year, your taxes are going up. So now you have to pay more due to inflation. Country's in a recession. And now you're going to have to pay more in taxes. 81 million votes, huh? That's really? You know what I've seen mostly here recently, Vince?
What?
Black people going, we got to get the fuck rid of Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know a lot of them.
Damn near any Latino I see. Like, this is like man on the street, CBS reporter. Talking to people in Phoenix today, what do you think about the president? And they're like, get rid of Joe Biden, senor. You know, yeah. Even Democrats don't want Biden to run again. By the way,
it's bad, too.
I don't think he's going to make it to the end of the term. More on that coming up.
And it is, honestly, it is fucking the left most leaning fucking news source going around and asking people. And they're like, fuck this guy.
It won't be Kamala that runs for president. I'll tell you who they're going to try to get. They're going to try to get fucking Newsom from California.
Oh, yeah, because that's Pelosi's boy.
Yep.
That's her nephew.
That's her nephew. Yeah. Gavin Newsom versus Trump or DeSantis. Boy, if it was a straight-up election, I think it would be a bloodbath, but I'm also of the mindset that we ain't voting our way out of this fuckery.
I told you 2 years ago it was going to be that fucking what's-his-name is going to win because they were going to cheat.
Mm-hmm. More on that coming up here in a minute, too.
I mean, before it even happened. I mean, it's like, no, fucking Biden's going to win. They're going to cheat.
Yep. You can go and back. Lo and I'm behold. Sure it was on the show, yeah. All right, let's go on to the schlong COVID here. San Francisco has declared a health emergency over the monkeypox, or as it's starting to be called, schlong COVID. Shortly after that was announced, New York State announced a health emergency over it also. But then you had San Francisco come back and be like, nope, we want to be the leaders in the schlong COVID, as the San Francisco AIDS Foundation released a guide to have sex ahead of a gay sex festival in San Francisco coming up, getting ready to take place. The guide says, if you have bumps on your skin and don't know what they are, cover them up and have sex anyway. Just make sure they're covered.
They shut down churches.
They kept
Walmarts open. You couldn't go to the comic book store because it wasn't approved. But they're letting this shit happen.
Yeah.
Can we start playing Cowboys and Democrats yet? Is it time?
There were people who lost parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, who had to die alone because of the shutdown. Because, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve turned into how many fucking years are we at now? If you think I'm going to tiptoe around, be nice to the gays, it's mainly the gays are getting this because it's how it's spread. You could piss straight the right the fuck off. Patience and politeness are gone. You wasted it. Now it is full bore. Fuck you. So.
Yeah, you're a hate monger. Yep.
Cool. Add that to the list of things you call me that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
All right. After months of internal debate, this stupid shim or whatever it is, basketball player in Russia.
Oh, the chick with the Adam's apple?
Yes. That's been playing in Russia for years, knows their law, still got busted with the pot, vape juice, or whatever the fuck it was. Apparently, the Biden administration wants to trade a convicted Russian arms dealer for this bitch and another guy. Sources told CNN the plan to trade Victor Bout for Whelan and Brittany Griner received the backing of Joe Biden after being under discussion since earlier this year. Biden's support for the swap overrides opposition from the Department of Justice, which is generally against prisoner trades. Russia apparently is like, no, we don't want fucking anything to do with you. But they literally want to trade a convicted terrorist and arms dealer for a WNBA player.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Sports ball.
Yep. Newly revealed scope of collaboration between the federal government and big tech in stamping out COVID misinformation and promoting government narratives open a new chapter in constitutional challenges to state-influenced censorship by private actors. On Wednesday night, America First Legal published the first of 286-page batch of emails among the CDC, Google, Twitter, and Meta staffers. some of whom were former White House and Capitol Hill aides. Was compelled through a FOIA act, typical of government document dumps. It's not text searchable. The emails show intimate cooperation was well underway by the time the White House a year ago acknowledged the effort. Basically, the government told all the social media sites, get rid of these people saying that, you know, ivermectin, get rid of the, you know, people that say, hey, the shots are bad, get rid of all these people, because you're going to do what we tell you. We're the government. And the social media companies did. Google changed the search result thing, and yeah, now we have the emails that back it up. So
the ivermectin probably would have worked.
Yep.
That it did work.
Yep. Hydroxychloroquine. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, no relation to the bad guy from Mario, apparently, even though, just saying, a proponent of sanctuary city policy, the irony is dripping with this one, by the way, has activated the National Guard, as she says her city is an illegal that her city is at an illegal immigration tipping point, with about 4,000 illegal aliens arriving in recent weeks. Bowser announced that she had activated the D.C. National Guard to help lead the effort in dealing with waves of illegal immigration to the region, where border crossers and illegal aliens are taking full advantage of Biden's expansive catch-and-release operation. We are very focused, and we continue to be very focused, on having the federal government do its part and take the lead in addressing what we see as a growing humanitarian crisis. We're going to continue to pursue federal involvement, she said. We need space. We need the federal government to be involved, so I've asked for deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate. The reported 4,000 border crossers and illegal aliens who arrived at D.C. in recent weeks is a fraction, a very tiny fraction, of what border towns witness every day. So you're complaining that 4,000 that have made it to D.C., whoa, we don't know what to do with all the... How about the 1-point-something million that's already come across this year in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas?
Right.
You see it every day. Well, there's another 500 just marching across the river.
But they're busing them to D.C. now, though, right?
Well, Texas started busing them to D.C. and dropping them off in front of the Capitol. Here, they're your problem. Your policies made this happen. Here you go. And now the mayor's like, what the fuck? Get the National Guard.
We can have this.
But if the Texas governor, Arizona governor, New Mexico governor activates the National Guard, you're immediately racist. What are you doing to these poor Latinos? Well, what are you doing to these poor Latinos now? Just because there's a different letter at the end of your name defining political party apparently depends if you're racist or not racist. So
everyone knows these guys are ass clowns.
Yes. And that's derogatory to ass clowns. So
yeah, sorry, ass clowns.
The state of West Virginia has just deemed 5 financial institutions ineligible for state banking contracts. BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo cannot have anything to do with state banking contracts in West Virginia. Similar legislation has also passed to do this in Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Kentucky. States are starting to wake up and go after the banks. That's something you really need to keep an eye on.
You know what's going to really start the next civil war, right?
Money.
Yeah, the banks are going to cause it.
Yep. Yeah. Wisconsin Democrat Minority Senate Leader Janet Buley caused a fatal car crash that resulted in the death of a 27-year-old mother and her 5-year-old daughter. She was on the phone with a reporter for the Milwaukee newspaper when she pulled into the path of their car. ran a red light, pulled right into the path of their car. No charges have yet been filed against the Senate leader in Wisconsin.
No shit. That's nice.
Oh, now it's the Klaus Schwab portion of the show. How nobody's popped this guy yet, I don't know. Do you like having a car?
And how?
Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum published a paper this week calling for the end of, quote, wasteful private car ownership. You don't need a car. You don't need your own car.
Yeah,
private
your
car
right,
ownership.
Right.
You don't really own your land. You don't really you don't need your wasteful car. You'll own nothing, remember? And you'll be happy. Also, the World Economic Forum this week launched a new track and database system set up by them that forces the citizens of Sri Lanka, who just went through a revolt after the country went bankrupt, to upload their ID into an app in order to purchase gasoline. That's going to come here. They're going to try it. Yeah. Man, it's... The reason we do these stories is to give you a heads up of what's coming. So, pay attention, please. First it was the Dutch, Vince. Then Canada. Now the Irish government rolling out policies to force their farmers to cut carbon emissions to a point that the farmers say will affect food production. By the way, the farmers in Dutchland over there are still protesting and gaining support. So
apparently it's gotten worse.
It has. Now Canada wants to cut emissions by 30%. The Irish are in on this now. Well, you guys use too much fertilizer. You guys are your carbon is way too much. You got to stop. We will make you stop. We'll take your land.
Better get that pizza I like.
Mm-hmm. The United States announced this week that $476 million of your taxpayer money is headed to Somalia for direct cash payments to Somali residents.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Why the fuck not? Humanitarian aid, right? That's what they're going to call it. Not, hey, let's launder this money through Ukraine got busted. Let's fucking do it through Somalia. Another $500 million.
I don't understand.
Our money is worthless, by the way. Just worthless. It's going to get to the point where you're going to be wiping your ass with Benjamin Franklin's. And why do I know this? History has shown. Just go back and find an actual history book, not what they teach now. Hey, Vince, you remember Boris Johnson there, the guy in the UK that used to be the prime minister that quit?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, he's going to be your next Secretary General of NATO.
Jesus Christ. Now, okay, how the fuck did he get that job?
Good question. Of which I have no answer. Yeah, partied while his country was on lockdown, did all these fucking lockdowns, destroyed his country, has let in God knows how many Robin Hoods. Wink. yeah, he's gonna run NATO now. You know, when they do stuff like this, you're kind of proving old Vladimir's point over there, you know? That NATO bad. Yeah, I mean, really. Speaking of that, in the new issue of Vogue magazine, there's a photo shoot with a famous photographer there, Annie Leibovitz.
Oy vey.
Where she took pictures of Ukrainian President Zelensky and his wife there in the Ukraine. Tell me again, ladies and gentlemen, how they are in the middle of this massive, horrible, bloody war, but they can take time to do a fancy, artsy-fartsy photo shoot. Oh, and there's video, behind-the-scenes video of the photo shoot, where the photographer is positioning soldiers near rubble to get a good shot. You've been used, by the way. I don't know if you've figured it out yet, but both sides are using you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody believes this shit anymore.
Yeah, but they'll still get more of our money. All right, next thing here. According to new data, this is from Australia, New South Wales to be exact. In the last 7 weeks, you are 37 times more likely to be hospitalized with the COOF if you've had your shots rather than if you haven't. 37 times more likely. New data from the New England Journal of Medicine says the unvaccinated COVID patients are contagious for less time than those that took the shots.
Mm-hmm.
A California child is suffering breathing and bleeding issues after allegedly being bribed into getting the shot without his mother's permission.
I tell you what, I saw this story. I couldn't even watch it all.
No.
I couldn't even watch it.
There's a lawsuit. The mother has filed a lawsuit against the LA school district. And if, yeah, everybody can kind of jump ahead to my thought of that.
That bothered me a lot.
Well, here, you'll take this shot. We'll give you some pizza. It'll be a pizza party.
Yeah.
You won't have to do homework. Take your shot.
Yeah.
Your mom don't need to know.
Yeah, your mom don't need to know. Ugh, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Dead motherfuckers.
That's what the problem is. There's not enough dead motherfuckers.
These people are not getting consequences for their actions. That's exactly it. Well, trying to move on from that because I could really just go off on it. Like, yeah. In Germany, a lot of people have lost their job because, you know, the economies are shit and rigged and all this. But they did pass a bill over there that sex work is now legal. But apparently, if you lose your job but you turn down doing sex work, you'll now lose your unemployment benefits.
In Weimar, dude, 2.0.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If I was an older German person that lived through some stuff, I'd be like, shit looks real familiar.
I'm sure they're already there.
Yeah. I think we've seen this story before. Yeah. Did you lose your job at the factory? Well, you better get over here and start sucking dick or you're going to lose your benefits. What? Government mandated whores. So.
Yeah.
Since we're 100 days from the election or something like that. But we now know that the new U.S. Postal Service Election Division will now oversee all mail-in ballots. I'm sure they will be fair, right down the middle.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Come on.
81 million votes. Million votes. Oof. Oh, Biden has a goof again, by the way. Even though they say he just got over it and had all 18 of his shots and
sure. Well, everyone knows
was on the pill, and
everyone knows that the shots weren't going to help with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Bricks came out and said that. Yeah, we lied about the shots.
Yeah, come on. Everyone knew.
Come on. Yeah, we told you when it first happened. Like, this ain't a vaccine. Well, now they changed the definition of what a vaccine is. So no, that's not the case. So yeah, Biden's got it again. Not showing symptoms. So he's going to isolate in his basement with his... apparently they moved in an ice cream machine. He's happy as a fucking lark, dude. Yeah. Put it right in there in the basement. It's right by his scratch and sniff girls. It's amazing.
Sure.
We have a tie this week, Vince, and this week, and they said what? The first time we've ever had a tie. Are you ready?
I am ready.
First one, the Ugandan giant Kamala Harris. Quote, I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
Well, I mean, she was around a bunch of Democrats, so you have to explain things to them slowly.
This is the number two of the country?
Yep.
He said, question mark, knowing that's a lie. Tying her this week, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Quote, unless you hear it from us, it's not the truth. We are your single source of truth. End quote.
That's not scary at all.
One, the Kamala there is for shits and giggles. The second one should frighten the shit out of you. That is something that, hey, China would say. Legitimate communists would say, hey, if you don't hear it from us, it's bullshit, and if you say it, we're going to kill you. That's basically what she just said. We are your single, the government is your single source of truth.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah, that's absolutely frightening. Last story of the week. Biden this week sold off another 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to foreign countries. You know, the reserve that's supposed to be only for domestic emergencies or natural disasters. Yeah, he just sold off another 20 million barrels.
To who?
They won't say. Or I have not been able to find anybody know who he sold them to. What in the hell is going on? We keep saying it. You're not going to vote your way out of this. For 6 years. Well, we were talking about this before we even started the damn show. That it's coming. And it is going to be bad. People don't realize how bad. But you're starting to when bread's hitting $5 a loaf, gas was $5 a gallon. You know, eggs are what? Somewhere in there, New Mexico, Arizona, I saw the eggs were $8 a dozen.
$8 a dozen.
Yeah. It's just going to get worse. Better be ready. That's all I can tell you. Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah. Keep a stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bellman do? And please, for the love of God, don't catch the schlong COVID.
Ain't no shit. Bye.